Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving deep into a stack of source material today, all focused on, well, a very specific concept of personal reflection. It's what the source calls the wellness journal, my new life map. Mm-hmm. And our mission here isn't just to summarize what's in these pages. We want to really extract the operating system behind it. You know, the core philosophy, the purpose, and maybe most importantly, the actual practical tools and prompts that are supposed to turn simple self-expression into something actionable.
Right. And this approach is, I think, perfectly tailored for you, the learner. You're looking to get a thorough grasp on something, get it fast. And what's so compelling here is that it all starts by tackling a very modern problem.
Information overload.
Exactly. But not just the external kind from news feeds and social media. It's about the overwhelming amount of internal data we all generate. Our thoughts, feelings, anxieties, all of it.
Okay, so the idea is that journaling is a tool to organize that internal data.
A systematic tool, yes. It's meant to turn all that mental chaos into clear, actionable insight. It's basically a shortcut to being well-informed about yourself.
That structural view leads us right into how the source actually defines wellness journaling. It's not just scribbling in a diary. They define it as actively engaging in reflection in a safe space, recording experiences, gaining insight, and, this is key, identifying patterns and tracking your progress.
It sounds simple. But it's positioned as a very active, almost scientific way of looking inward.
Right. It's the difference between just thinking about a problem versus writing down the data points so you can actually analyze them later.
Precisely.
So if we look at the big picture goals, the source sums it up nicely. It's called a mindfulness practice to make life simple. They break it down into three simple questions. What is it? What use should you journal? And how can you actually make it stick?
Let's start with that big why.
Yeah, the core purposes.
The why is so important because it really explains the high return on investment for what they recommend, which is just 5 minutes a day.
5 minutes, that's it.
That's the sustainability part. And for that, they say there are four core outcomes. First, it promotes mindfulness. It forces you out of that mental autopilot. You have to actually stop and observe what's happening.
And that observation, I guess, feeds right into the second point, which is developing self-awareness.
Yep.
If mindfulness is like turning on the light, self-awareness is mapping out the room you're in.
That's a good way to put it. It shows you your triggers, your default reactions, the beliefs that are running the show behind the scenes.
Right.
And that leads to the third purpose, clarity. Think of your mind as a really crowded radio dial.
Yeah.
Journaling is the act of fine-tuning that dial. You start separating the signal from the static.
So you can figure out what's actually important versus what just feels urgent.
Exactly, which is huge for making better decisions. And the fourth one, which I think gets overlooked but is so practical, is that it just helps you remember.
Oh, yeah.
We forget insights, lessons, even big emotional moments. The journal becomes this reliable, non-volatile record of your own journey.
So when should you actually start this? The source is big on pattern recognition here.
Yes. It lists a few times when this practice goes from being a sort of nice to have to a need to have.
The first one is about catching early warning signs. That moment when you feel a habit slipping or you notice a negative pattern kind of emerging.
Right. Or when you're facing a new season in life, a new job, a big move, starting a new project.
High stress periods too, obviously. When you're struggling with a challenge.
And this is important. It's a really powerful companion tool if you're in therapy or doing any kind of self-development work.
How so?
Well, having that concrete, dated record of your feelings and insights makes the work so much more effective. You can't just accidentally forget or discard the progress you made last week.
Mm.
It's right there in writing.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this specific wellness journal, the source gives us a huge overview of all the different types of journals out there.
Yeah, the list is long, but it's what the list represents that's so insightful. It shows just how specialized self-tracking has become. We can basically group them into, let's say, three key areas.
Okay.
First, you've got your hard data in physical tracking.
Like a food journal, fitness log, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Food, fitness, sleep, even finance. Then the second bucket is more a creative and expression.
So a dream journal, poetry.
Yep. Artistic journals, letter writing, all of that. And then the third is what you could call resource management.
Productivity, projects, ideas.
You got it. It just shows that the core function is reflection. but the content can be totally customized to what you need.
Which brings us to the how, the mechanics of it.
Let's quickly cover the media. You have your classic manual journaling, you know, a blank notebook, scrapbooking, or this specific structured wellness journal.
And then, of course, the digital side. The source mentions digital journaling.
Right. They cite things like the Life Master app, which is a dedicated program, but also just using MS Word or the iOS journal app.
Or even vlogs and voice journals.
The point being, the medium doesn't really matter. It's the structured process that's important.
And the structure is where this life map journal really shines. It's not a blank book. It's a whole system built around 21 interrelated journaling activities.
Right.
21? That number sounds kind of intimidating, right? I mean, that was my first thought. How does the source keep that from just becoming another overwhelming to-do list?
By organizing it really, really well. It groups those 21 activities under four main pillars: planning, reflecting, organizing, and tracking.
Ah, so it's like a menu.
It's exactly like a menu. It allows you to quickly pick what kind of self-management you need that day. You don't do all 21. You just choose the prompt that fits your goal for those 5 minutes.
I love that idea. A customizable menu for reflection. Okay, let's dive into that menu, the actual prompts and trackers. We can group them thematically, maybe starting with goal setting and planning.
The planning section is incredibly meticulous. It's about formalizing your ambition. The monthly goals template isn't just a wish list. You list the main goal, then you have to break it down into small goals, and then 8 distinct action steps.
8 steps.
Wait, 8 steps to break it into daily chunks. And crucially, there's a field for results. It closes that feedback loop.
It's turning intention into actual data analysis. The source also includes a bucket list, but it's not what you'd think.
No, it's much deeper. It maps out aspirational growth. Yes, it asks about places to visit, but it prioritizes skills to master, courses to attend, books to read.
So it's about investing in yourself.
And the most insightful part of that list is a section specifically for challenging myself. It forces you to actively seek out growth.
Okay, let's shift to the daily stuff, the core of that 5-minute practice, the daily reflection and accomplishment section.
This whole section is designed to flip your mental script away from what you're lacking and toward what you've produced. It has a space for things I've accomplished today, which is cleverly split into major and minor achievements.
Oh, I like that. It validates the small wins.
Exactly. It reframes success.
Yeah.
And alongside that, you've got space for things I've learned today, the best part of my day, and these really appreciative prompts.
Like, what makes my heart smile today?
And thought of the day. But I want to zoom in on one. What inspires me today? The source explicitly links this to the idea that success leaves clues.
Okay, what does that mean in this context?
It means you're encouraged to analyze what conditions, what motivations led to a positive outcome so you can try to replicate them. It's like giving yourself an immediate performance review.
That's powerful, making inspiration into something you can actually analyze. Okay, let's get into the more psychological territory, emotional processing and beliefs.
This is where the deep work happens. The section on challenges I am currently facing is designed to stop you from just ruminating. It immediately asks, do I have control or no control? Can I take action or do I just need to process it?
That is a critical distinction.
It's profoundly clarifying. If you can't control it or act on it, the only job left is psychological processing.
And once you've sorted that out, the journal moves right into fixing the mental architecture behind the problem.
Yes, through a prompt to identify harmful beliefs and then immediately find a substituted belief.
So you don't just name the negative thought.
No, you're forced to write the prescription for the replacement belief right then and there. It's a cognitive restructuring technique built right into the page.
Okay, now for the big one. The organizational pillar, tracking and specialized prompts.
This is where it gets very data-driven. The daily gratitude section is systematic. It asks for 12 specific things you're grateful for, and importantly, 12 specific people you're grateful for. It forces you to see your material and your social support system.
And then there are the trackers, which are pretty intense. Identifying my trigger sounds almost clinical.
It is. It requires you to log the date, the specific event, your actual response, and the coping skill you used.
That's hard data.
It's empirical data for your own self-development. And this commitment to metrics continues with 3 big trackers. The mood tracker has 8 specific categories, from energetic and happy down to anxious and angry.
Just naming the state helps.
It moves you toward awareness. Then you've got the physiological tracking. The sleep tracker is a super detailed 31-day grid. It lets you log every hour of sleep from 7 p.m. to 10 a.m., You get a real map of your rest patterns.
And the habit tracker.
A grid for up to 13 simultaneous habits over 31 days. This is serious data collection.
Beyond self-measurement, there are also these really specialized sections.
Right, like the dream journal. It's highly structured and asks for the date, a title, the location, the cast.
The cast, like in a movie.
Exactly. The atmosphere, the genre, how you felt then versus now, symbols, and even a space to draw it. It's an entire analytic framework for your subconscious.
Wow.
Then there's an integrated prayer journal for tracking requests and answers. And of course, the simple spot for brilliant ideas so you don't lose them.
So we're at the end of the 21 activities. The last section is about memory capture or memorable moments.
And this part is designed to make sure the journal isn't just about problems. It's about systematically recording joy. The list of prompts is huge, but you can boil it down to three categories of positive recall.
Which are?
People, places, and milestones. It prompts you for a special person, a best friend memory. Then for a holiday resort, a favorite restaurant. And finally, for milestone birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations.
So the goal is holistic. It's not just fixing what's wrong, but actively cultivating and recording what's right.
So if we pull all this together for you, the learner, the utility is pretty clear. This wellness journal is so much more than a diary. It's a systematic tool that integrates quantitative tracking, your sleep, mood, habits, with deep qualitative reflection on your challenges, your beliefs, your gratitude. It's a planning, organizing, and tracking mechanism for your entire internal world.
And that's the crux of it. That's why the source material calls it my new life map. Mm. It gives you the compass points for your emotional landscape and the coordinates for your goals, all inside this sustainable 5-minute daily practice. The highest value function of this whole system seems to be its emphasis on catching patterns early. So given the sheer variety of these 21 trackers and prompts, from that meticulous sleep tracker to logging a coping skill against a trigger, we'll leave you with this final provocative thought. Considering your own current challenges or aspirations, which one of these 21 specific activities would be the single most efficient way for you to spot an emerging emotional or behavioral pattern in your own life? That's the one you start with tomorrow.